you remember, we saw one example. We started the session with one example of linking, and that was Obama. And think back to that, and think about how he moved from, well, let me put it this way. Think about what his purpose was in that speech. What do you think his purpose was? To support John Kerry. Certainly, yeah. That was one purpose. What other purpose do you think he had?
Hope for people. Creating shared vision.
So trying to inspire people. Okay, and what other purpose do you think he had? Nobody in America, practically nobody, had ever heard of him. So he also had a purpose of introducing himself to the country. So three purposes: introduce myself to the country, inspire people with the values that we share, and support John Kerry. So going into this speech, he already had in mind the story of now. He already had in mind that he had a purpose here, that he needed to accomplish this purpose, and that he needed to call on people to act. So then he goes back and says, all right, what do I need to tell about myself in order to create a foundation for that purpose? So he then had to go back and select, what stories am I going to tell about me that lay a foundation for connecting to these people and to this calling? So what stories did he choose to tell about himself? What did he tell about himself? This is very, think back, see if you can remember.
His background, his family.
Father, his mother.
Told about his family,
yes.
About his grandparents.
Wishes.
Parents. Did he give a resume?
No.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, here is a politician standing up to speak to the country for the first time, and he doesn't say, I went to Harvard Law School. I am the smartest person that ever did this. I've had all these honors. He didn't say any of that.
Yeah.
That was a choice to not do a resume, and instead, in fact, did he really talk about himself that much?
No.
He really talked about where he came from.
It's just introduction.
But why do you think he made that choice? Here, you got this special one night, the whole country is going to see you, and I'm not going to tell about Harvard Law Review. I'm going to talk about my grandparents.
Because this country is
multicultural.
Yeah.
And everyone know they can be Obama. They can be another one.
Or hope they could be. So this country is a country of immigrants.
Yeah.
And so by emphasizing the fact that his parents also were immigrants, his grandfather, it also makes a connection. Why else do you think he made that choice?
Because it comes more kind and more familiar.
Authentic.
Yeah.
In other words, you know the saying, tell me where you come from and I'll have an idea of where you're going? I don't know if there's that saying in
friendly,
Iran.
Friendly, comedy,
probably some
yes.
version. And most politicians just appear and they look very pretty, and they say a lot of things that they did, and then they disappear. We don't know anything about them. We know nothing about who they are as human beings. He chose to introduce himself as a person. Say, here's where I come from. Here's the influences that shaped me. And so that becomes the basis on which I'm now going to talk with you about the values we share, because that's what shaped me. So the point I want to make is that in thinking of his purpose, he then went back and chose from his own story what stories to tell about himself. And then he had to move to, now, how do I create the common ground with everyone here? And that's what he did in the story of us. And so he connected to the story of us. He's very explicit. He says, my story was part of the greater American story. And then he begins to tell the American story. And that's the bridge. When he's finished telling the American story, what he's emphasized are values like tolerance, like generosity, like rule of law, right? So then how does he move to the story of now? Do you remember?
John Kerry.
Huh? Not yet. He's just told us, gee, Americans have all these values and all these wonderful values. Mm. How does he move from that to the need for action? Do you remember?
شغلشون رو از دست میدن یا بچه هامون نمیتونن دانشگاه برن خب حالا ما چی کار باید بکنیم
Exactly. He first he reminds us of these values we share, that's the us, and then he goes and says, but in the real world these values are not being honored. People are losing their jobs, children can't go to school, all these things are happening, that becomes a source of anger, and so now we need to act. And so that's how the whole piece, the self goes to the us, goes to the now, and how they all link together. Now sometimes a person may start a public narrative with a now. They may get up and say, the biggest challenge we face is this, and we need to act. Now let me tell you why I care. And then they go back and tell about the self. And then they say, here's why we all should care. Or they may start with a challenge and say, here's why you should care, but let me tell you why I care. Or they may start, in other words, this is not a script. This is not a formula. It's a framework. And it's a little bit like a juggler in a circus. You can't see the pattern until he's got all three balls in the air. It's each one, and then you see what the pattern is. That's how this works. Each one interacts with the others. And that's what we would do in a linking story practice. But you can do this, and you can do it with yourselves.